This week on The Marquee, we've got holiday romance and some awards season adventures. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Arum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, The Best Man Holiday is the unexpected sequel to 1999's The Best Man. When a group of friends is reunited for the first time in 15 years, old rivalries and romances are reignited.
Also opening in Columbus, Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto give award-contending performances in Dallas Buyers Club. McConaughey stars as Ron Woodruff, a hard-partying ladies' man who's diagnosed as HIV positive. After researching his medical options, he begins smuggling non-FDA-approved drugs into the country to sell to other AIDS patients. The story is light on details, making it feel distant and detached, but the award-worthy performances make it worth watching.
The French drama Blue is the Warmest Color follows Adele, a 15-year-old student who begins a relationship with Emma, a blue-haired student at a nearby college. The film is critically acclaimed, controversial, nearly 3 hours long, and became the first film based on a graphic novel or comic book to win the Palme d'Or Prize at the Cannes Film Festival.
Opening at the Gateway, based on the best-selling novel, The Book Thief tells the story of a young girl who finds an escape from the horrors of World War II Germany by stealing books and sharing them with others. It's a story that the book lover in me can definitely appreciate.
Mother of George follows a newlywed Nigerian couple that manage a restaurant together in New York City. Their lives are turned upside down by fertility issues and the choices they must make to have a family.
Opening at Easton, Charlie Countryman stars Shia LaBeouf as a troubled young man whose mother's death motivates him to move to Bucharest. There, he falls in love with Gabby, played by Evan Rachel Wood, a beautiful cellist whose estranged husband is a violent and very jealous crime boss. Though the all-star cast is pretty impressive, the story is a random, scattered mess. But for my pick this week, I'll go with Dallas Buyers Club. It isn't the best picture of the year, but the performances are remarkable.
This week has a lot of award season bait, but I have to go with last week's Thor. If I have time, I might even try and see it again.
Or if this week's colder temperatures have you hibernating at home, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Man of Steel. Zack Snyder's franchise reboot stars Henry Cavill as mild-mannered Clark Kent, who finds himself stepping forward to save the planet from destruction. It's shaky, scattered, and needlessly long, but it's still an action-packed and visually stunning addition to the series.
The bane of my existence, Ryan Reynolds, lends his voice to a high-speed snail with dreams of winning the Indy 500 in the computer-animated Turbo. Even with a decent amount of voice talent other than Reynolds, I'd still rather eat a popcorn bag of escargot over watching this.
Diablo Cody's latest, Paradise, stars Julianne Hough as a small-town girl who turns her back on her conservative upbringing and heads to Sin City. Cody may be known for her quick wit and snappy dialogue, but very little of her signature style comes through in this bland and rather preachy drama.
Greta Gerwig stars in the indie comedy Frances Ha. Frances is a young New Yorker struggling with apartment living, a non-existent career, and BFF problems, but is always trying to make the best of the situation she's in. Other releases this week include Dexter, the final season, Blackfish, Akira, the 25th anniversary edition, Charlie Chaplin's City Lights from Criterion, and a pair of John F. Kennedy films, Oliver Stone's JFK, and the Cuban Missile Crisis thriller 13 Days.
Well, it may not be the best superhero movie of the year, but Man of Steel still gets my pick this week. Snyder's grand cinematography, Cavill's grit, and Amy Adams' new tougher Lois Lane make it worth watching.
Agreed. Man of Steel is far from being my favorite superhero film, but I'm definitely interested in revisiting it.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for the eagerly awaited return of the tributes from District 12. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
For some, he was a guardian angel. To others, a ghost who never quite fit in.